The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, let us start with the hadith on the importance of durood. It's being mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim, wherein Abu Uraira, Abdul Rahman bin Sakharin, said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whilst teaching us, that the one who sent durood unto him once, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will give him 10 rewards. So let us start by sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us start by revising our intention. As been mentioned in the hadith, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let us try to make some intention that whatever we are going to listen, we are going to put it into practice. And not only that, it is said that knowledge, you've got three. There are three things which we must know from knowledge. Number one, to know knowledge. To acquire knowledge. That is the first one. To acquire knowledge. Then number two, to practice knowledge. Then number three, to preach knowledge. Those are important things which we must bear in mind. So let us make all the intention that we are going to learn, then we're going to practice, then we're going to spread the message. So in the previous episode, I gave definition of ilm, knowledge. Let me just give a recap. In a nutshell, knowledge, it is idraku shay ala ma huwa alayhi idrakan jazima. To firmly comprehend something in your mind, and your comprehension must go with reality on the ground, and your comprehension must be firm without doubt. If these three things meet, then we say you've got knowledge of anything. We said that there is a principle in Arab which says bidbiddi tumayyazul ashiya. With opposite, we will come to learn the reality of the things. With the opposite, we come to learn the reality of the thing. In another word, take an example about if you want to see the goodness of not drinking alcohol, study those people who are drinking alcohol. You see how bad their life is. So if you want to know the goodness of something, study also its opposite. In school, we learn to learn nouns and their opposite. Okay, the pros and the cons, the merits and the demerits of a thing. So now, after knowing knowledge, the definition of knowledge, what is its opposite? The opposite, what opposite knowledge, it is jahal. Jahal, which is ignorance in English. Then let it be known that jahal, it is of two types. Yunqasamu al-jahal ila qismayni. Jahal, it is put into two broad categories. The first one is called jahalul basit, and the other one is called jahalul murakkab. What is jahalul basit and what is jahalul murakkab? Jahalul basit, it means slight ignorance or a simple ignorance. Al-basit, it means simple ignorance. Why is it called simple ignorance? Because it is easy for the teacher to make somebody understand. That is when somebody admits that he does not know. Then it's simple. He admits that he does not know. Then it's easy for the teacher to teach him, then to make him know, because he admits that he does not know. So it is called simple ignorance, because the one who got it at least is better. He's got one step of knowledge that he knows that he himself does not know. So that's why it is called simple ignorance. That is the jahl which is most dangerous, which it is an enemy to Islam. This jahl, it will take its owner to Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save one of you. وَلَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. It is called jahlul murakkab. Compound ignorant. Compound ignorant. Or complicated ignorance. Two terms I'm putting to explain it. The first one I said is compound, and the second one, it is complicated. Okay. Where is it complicated? It is complicated and sophisticated for the teacher to teach the one who got jahlul murakkab. It is when somebody does not know that he does not know, then he goes on to claim that he know, and he does not know. And majority of people, they suffer because of it. It is sophisticated, it is complicated. Viewers of Madani Channel, let me give definition to what is jahlul basit and what is jahlul murakkab. What is jahlul basit and what is jahlul murakkab? When somebody does not know totally, completely, he does not know. Admu al-idrak bikulliyya. When somebody does not know completely that he does not know, then that one, it is called jahlul basit. Because at least he's acknowledging that he does not know at all completely. And sometimes it is praise. Because if you acknowledge, at least you are truthful, you are honest with yourself. So ila Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Malik was asked the 40 question, and he used to say, la adri, la adri. La adiri, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. So this one, you know, if you don't know, try to say that you don't know. If you don't know, then it is allowed that you must say you don't know. So now, the second one, which we say that it is called jahlun murakkab. Yani, sumya murakkabun, li'annahu yatarakkab shay'aini. It is called murakkabun, compound. Why? Because it is made of two things. That's why in English we've got a compound noun. Because it is a noun made of two nouns, then it becomes compound noun. Two nouns cemented together to form one noun. So this one is called compound ignorance because it is made of two components. Yatarakkabu. Two things they are riding on top of one another. Number one. One will be in the state of not knowing completely. Then number two, which is the most dangerous thing. وَيَتَصَوَّرُ شَيْئًا. Then he goes on to picture in his mind. بِمَا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ. That he does not know. Huh? Then he picture in his mind something which is against the reality. For knowledge, we say that you will know, then you will be knowing, then your knowledge will be in according to what is on the ground. But now for this one, you don't know, number one. Number two, you goes on says that, and you picture somebody to that which is on the not on the ground, this is very, 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 very dangerous. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal save us all from this type of this ignorance, especially jahlun murakkabun, as it is one which is most dangerous. According to Sharia, now we won't be general, because the word ilm, knowledge, is general, any type of knowledge. Whether good or bad. If you've got idraku shay, alama huwa alay idrakan jazima, then that is knowledge. Any general knowledge. A book, commerce, geography, is it knowledge? But is it the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising in the Holy Quran? Is it the knowledge which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying when he's saying talabul ilm, fariidatun ala kulli muslim? That seeking knowledge is a compulsory upon each Muslim. So is it that knowledge which the Holy Prophet ﷺ is commanding us to? Okay. So now, the definition of knowledge, yani, in Islamic field. First of all, when Allah used the word ilm in the Rasul ﷺ, what it meant? Now, we are now going to Islamic test to prove what is ilm according to scholar. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Al-ilmu ma qala rasulullahi wa ma qala allahu fil qur'ani wa ma siwa dhalika fawiswasu shaytani. Words can fail me to explain this couplet. Knowledge, the definition of knowledge according to Islam, anything which was said by the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is knowledge according to us. Anything. Ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Surah An-Najm. Beloved, the Prophet, our leader, the master, does not say from his own whims and desires, except what he says is the revelation. So that is the knowledge. وَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And what was said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran and explained to us by the Sahaba, by the Tabi'in, and of course explained to us, because knowledge is packed naqlan, you know, from the our leader himself, then to the Sahaba, then to the Tabi'in, or to those two who follows from the ulama, ul-ajilla, as they pass into us. It's naqlan. Imam Hajar al-Asqalani said in Fath al-Bari, explaining some other hadith there where in the knowledge was mentioned, then he said that the knowledge which is meant, al-murad bil-ilm, the knowledge which is being pinpointed in Sharia, it is ilmun bil-wahi, knowledge about revelation. Qala Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, شكوت إلى وكيع سوء حفظي فأرشدني أن ترك المعاصي فأفهمني بأن العلم النور ونور الله لا يعطى العاصي. He said, شكوت إلى وكيع سوء حفظي. One day I complained to my teacher. He said, I complained to him, سوء حفظي, the weakness of my memory. فَأَرْشَدَنِي أَنْ تَرْكَ الْمَعَاصِي. He told me that you must leave sins, you must stop sins. لَأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ, because of verily knowledge, which we are talking about here, nur, it is light. So, he is not talking about academic knowledge here, because it's ordinary knowledge. But the knowledge which we are talking about, it is nur, light, of which, in order for you to grasp it, as per the advice of the teacher of Imam Shafi'i Al-Waqi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you have got to leave the sin. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in Surah Al-Imran, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran, talking about knowledge, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness, and the angels, they bear witness, and the people of knowledge, they bear witness. On what? That there is none worth of worship. So what type of knowledge is it being talked about? It is the knowledge of al-wahi. That is verse number one. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ, that those who fear Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, from His servants, are none other than except the scholars. Yani, here again, هذا يدل إلى فضل العلم والعلماء. This verse again, it shows us the virtue of knowledge and the scholars. But which type of knowledge? The knowledge which makes one to fear Allah. I'm not yet explaining or giving the virtues. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, these verses, we are going to explain them further when I will give the virtues of knowledge. But now I want to prove something which is very important. Because nowadays, people, they are quoting these verses and they are twisting the verses of the Quran and the ayahs of the Quran and the things of in the hadith, the quotation of the hadith, to suit their desires. Whenever they are explaining knowledge, they want to prove that knowledge is important. Of course, they start to quote the many, many verses of the Quran which speak about knowledge. But let me say that these verses are not talking about any general knowledge. Now, it is now exclusive. Now, it is now specific now. Now, when we talk about knowledge, it is the knowledge of the deen which is being mentioned. That's why here, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is telling us that those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot from His servants are the ulama, those people with knowledge of deen. The people with knowledge of deen, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge which is being talked about is the knowledge of deen, not the knowledge of making garden. That you become a farmer, then you say, oh no, this is the knowledge which is being praised in the Sharia. Yes, it's a good knowledge, but on that cycle of yours, but not yet the knowledge which Allah is revealing in the Quran and being explained in the Hadith. And again, in Surah Taha, verse number 114, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, telling our beloved that he must say, oh my Lord, keep on increasing me in knowledge. This was explained by none other than Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Fathul Bari fi Sharh al-Bukhari. That is volume 1, check on page 115 in Fathul Bari. Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, I am going to quote from him. Hafiz Ibn Hajar said, واضح الدلالة, that this verse is a clear proof, في فضل العلم, in the importance, on the importance of knowledge, لأن الله تعالى, for verily Allah رب العزة والجلال, لم يأمر نبيه, he never commanded his beloved, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in this dunya, that he must seek increase in anything in this dunya. He never seek increase in wealth, whatever. إِلَّا مِنَ الْعَهِ, except that it is only knowledge. He never commanded the beloved to seek anything, increment in anything except knowledge. Viewers of Madani Channel, is it not a proof enough to tell you the importance of knowledge? This we shall elucidate when we talk about the virtues of knowledge. But listen and listen to what is going to come next. Listen to what is going to come next. Then he further goes on and said, وَالْمُرَادُ بِالْعِلْمِ, that's way I want, وَالْمُرَادُ بِالْعِلْمِ, and what is meant by ilmi, by knowledge, the knowledge of Sharia, that you will know your Lord, مَعَرِفَةُ رَبْ, to know your Lord, to know Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to know your religion, بِالْأَدِلَّ, with the proof, to know what is halal, what is haram. This is the type of knowledge which we are talking about. In this episode, we had the privilege that we gave definition of what is knowledge. Generally, linguistically, then I was now explaining on the technically. Only, we did only explain from two. The poetry of Imam Shafi'i and the verses of the Quran. Now, inshallah, in the following episode, we are going to explain the hadith to see what knowledge was being referred to unto when we say knowledge in Islam. Viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His special mercy on one and all. May He make us to be steadfast, and let us keep on watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.